Today on 5-Minute Monday, you'll learn what clipping is and how to keep it from destroying your podcast episodes. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. Now this week, we are kicking off a 4-week mini-series around rookie editing mistakes. These are common mistakes that you hear in new podcasts that detract from the listener experience and stunt your podcast's growth, which is not what we want at all, right? But there's good news, because each of these rookie editing mistakes has a very easy fix. And today we're going to talk about what happens when your audio recording is too loud, leading to distortion. Now, when you set up your microphone to record an episode, it's important to set your gain or volume level appropriately. If it's too quiet, you'll have trouble hearing your audio when you go to edit it, and you might not even see the waveforms at all. But you also don't want to be too loud, because then you'll experience what's called clipping. Now, clipping is when the volume of your microphone input is so loud that the waveforms extend beyond the limits of the track in your recording software. You'll also notice when you're clipping if you are using an audio recorder or a mixer that has a level meter, you know, the green, yellow, red level meter that shows the volume of your voice in terms of decibel range. You'll notice that you're clipping when it extends into the red, either towards the far right or the top of that meter. And so you don't want clipping. Clipping distorts your audio, and it's virtually impossible to fix and make it sound good. But there's two things you can do. There's two things you can do to avoid clipping. The first, and the easiest, is to adjust the gain on your microphone, mixer, or interface. So this is where you are manually controlling how loud your microphone is from the interface that you're using or on the microphone itself. And so what you're aiming for is for your normal voice to stay comfortably in the green / yellow range. So on the level meter, this will be between negative 12 and negative 6 decibels or dBs. And so go ahead and speak into your microphone, do some test recordings, looking at the level meter, and adjust your volume until you hit that sweet spot between negative 12 and negative 6 at the loudest parts of your audio recording. Now, the second thing you can do is adjust the volume input in your recording software. So if you use GarageBand, on the left side of the track, you'll see a volume slider where you can adjust the input volume. Audacity also has an input volume slider for your microphone, for your audio input. And there's a little icon of a microphone right next to that slider. So if you're going to adjust it in your recording software, then you want to speak into the microphone, look at that level meter that's showing your voice volume as you speak, and adjust your volume accordingly to hit that sweet spot of negative 12 to negative 6 decibels. And so for both of these techniques, either adjusting the gain on your microphone, mixer, or interface, or doing it in your recording software, you'll want to do a couple test recordings. And then when you've dialed in your ideal levels, you want to write them down or remember them or capture them somehow for next time. So when you go to do your next episode, you already know that your audio is going to be right in that sweet spot, because you know where your gain knob needs to be and you know where your volume slider needs to be. And a general rule of thumb, just to keep in mind, record softer than you think that you need to. All right. You can always add a bit of gain in editing, but you can't get rid of the distortion that comes along with clipping. And so if you notice that your audio gets really loud and really soft, record on the softer end of the spectrum. Be a little more conservative, because you can always boost it a little bit later on if you have to. That's it for today. If you're new here, hit the subscribe button if you're watching this on YouTube, or subscribe to the 5-Minute Mondays podcast in your favorite app to squeeze even more podcast-related content into your life. And if there's something that you want us to talk about on a future episode, simply click the link in the show notes to submit your question. Thanks for listening, and as always, keep podcasting.